www.azuka.org. Azuka!
Con sabor latino, muy sinceramente, para sus vecinos y para usted, aquí estoy yo. De noche y de día, si usted está en la casa, le brinda alegría, sinceramente, su servidor. I play your boleros and your merengues. I play all the cha-cha-cha and mambo for you. You sing it in bed, the best in the land. The singer you like the most. A pleasure to be your host. Con sabor latino, muy sinceramente, para sus vecinos y para usted.
aquel que lo escucha dice que bonito es mi cantar pa guaracha.
Figura me van a embaucar. Cuidado, ten hermanita, que ese hombre es el diablo y te puede llevar. Cuidado, ten hermanita, que ese hombre es el diablo y te puede llevar. Ayer hablé con un hombre de dientes de oro y me pienso casar. Ayer hablé con un hombre de dientes de oro y me pienso casar. Su rostro, su fácil vocablo, su apuesta figura me van a embaucar. Cuidado, ten hermanita, que ese hombre es el diablo y te puede llevar. Cuidado, ten hermanita, que ese hombre es el diablo y te puede llevar.
El diablo tum tum,
quien toca la puerta,
el diablo tum tum,
vaya pa' llevar. Cuidado, ten hermanita, que ese hombre es el diablo y te puede llevar.
¡El diablo!
Para mí le vele, me. Aguarara mi le mele bala. Guararara ni le mele. Cuido. No me copie más a mí.
No me copie, no. Que tú no tienes talento.
Nunca la copia fue más fiel. Ni tampoco la mejor. Soy el original.
Apréndelo bien, chiquillo.
Vamos a ver, los talentos no se hacen ni tampoco se fabrican. Hay quien nace con su don.
Oye, Rubén, para el que imita no hay perdón. Eso te lo digo yo. Me llamo Luis Chacón.
Apréndelo bien, chiquito.
El cuento no se puede vivir, mucho menos de la mentira. Luisito,
si tú no sabes imitar a quien trata de engañar. Yo nunca he engañado a nadie. Yo tengo capacidad para crear lo que quiero. A muchos he creado yo. Eso ya está demostrado. Muchos andan por ahí y otros siguen a mi lado. No me copie más a mí.
No me copie, no. Tú eres la copia infiel.
César Pupi Pedroso.
Oye, tú eres la copia infiel. Yo soy el original rumbero.
El chinito. La copia infiel. Yo soy el
original. Cuidado, que si tú me sigues copiando, negro, el mundo se va a acabar, güey.
Traigo el legado del Zongo y en mi Cuba sigo siendo bandera. fórmula del baile y la armonía.
Soy el enjuque divino, el aderezo de Juan. Soy la cara más alegre del caimán. Yo soy caimán.
Oye, Samuel, lo que se hereda no se hurta. ¿Ok?
Welcome, you're listening to Montuneando con Marisol, part of Con Sabor Latino here on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York. This is Marisol and it's wonderful to be back with you all. Happy New Year. It's our first show, official show of 2018, and it's great to be with you all. Our last show was a tribute to Mongo Santa Maria for his centennial, which he reached his 100th birthday in April of last year, and we were unable to tribute him sooner, but we didn't want the year to end without doing so. So the last show of the year was his centennial show, And I just wanted to acknowledge the interview excerpt that we used for the last broadcast. If you listen into that show, you heard Mongo speaking several times throughout. He was being interviewed by Raul Rico. That was in Los Angeles. In 1997, it was a festival, a Latin jazz festival that was held at the Greek Theater in Hollywood, California. And the festival itself was a tribute to Mongo. And we were able to hear him on the broadcast talking about himself as a child and also about himself as a musician and how much he loved the music. So just want to acknowledge that since we didn't do it while we were broadcasting last time. Today we have a very special show, and when we come back for the 4 o'clock hour, we'll be speaking to Mr. Tito Rodriguez Jr., who is here to present his new album, Transición, and we're going to be listening to the entire album today. I'm really excited to speak with him and have him visit us here at WBAI. As far as Latin music radio here at this station, you can listen to Al Angeloro. He's on the air every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to noon with his show, New York International. Howard Jordan is on the air every Friday afternoon from 3 to 5 p.m. His show, The Jordan Journal, covers issues of the Latino community. And Con Sabor Latino is on the air every Sunday right here on WBAI from 3 to 6 p.m. I alternate with Nando Alberici. And I want to take a moment to acknowledge that Chico Alvarez and his last broadcast of New World Gallery happened on Saturday, December 30th of 2017. Chico has been on the air on and off since 1986, and he has now moved on to his career full time, which is music, and has been for many, many decades, but he's focusing on that, and we wish him the absolute best. I wanted to take a moment to say hello to Mickey, who's tuned in, Cynthia and the family, Tony Diaz, who is a co-producer here. He supplies a lot of the music that we get to listen to every other week. I want to say hi to Vicky, Frank, Jose, Louis, Herman, and Edwin, Annette and the family, Laurie in Long Island, Benito, Frank, and Julie. I have a lot more shout-outs, but we'll get back to them later on in the broadcast. I wanted to dedicate today's show and say again, happy 2018 to all of you who are tuned in and support us here at WBAI. This show today is dedicated to our brothers and sisters in Haiti, El Salvador, and Africa who were referenced earlier this week by the current administration in Washington. Ironically, the four-letter word used to describe these countries is one of the seven words that I am prohibited from saying on the air. So my message regarding this dedication is for us not to normalize, to stay sensitive and sensible about what's happening. Inclusion and equity is something this show is based on and why it was founded and why it continues on, and it's something that's needed now more than ever. It takes individuals like you and me making small and consistent choices that translate into taking big and continued action against hate. Before we go back to the music, I want to send a message to Milton Santiago and his family. Over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of transitions of people. A lot of people have passed away. And one of our listeners, Rita Santiago, is one of those people. She listened to this show, and she was a great supporter of the music and live music events. And I was able to see her last at Lehman Center when Willy Rosario was presenting. And she was full of life and vibrant, although she was battling cancer, and she has since transitioned, so today's show is also dedicated to her. And on that note, we are going to get back to the music. We're going to play a little bit more before we come back for the 4 p.m. hour with Tito Rodriguez Jr. You're listening to Montuneando con Marisol. This is Marisol here on WBAI. Stay with us. Thank you.
Señora Santana, el niño llora con razón. No es por la manzana, es porque le falta el son. Señora Santana, el niño llora con razón. No es por la manzana, es porque le falta el son. No es que mi intención sea polemizar, pero con firmeza mi opinión yo quiero dar. No es que mi intención sea polemizar, pero con firmeza mi opinión yo quiero dar. Siempre he respetado la verdad, la evolución. Mira que he bailado y he vivido vacío. No es que mi intención sea polemizar, pero con firmeza mi opinión yo quiero dar. No es que mi intención sea polemizar, pero con firmeza mi opinión yo quiero dar. Reconozco que he escuchado muchas obras y bonitas de Luis Miguel, de Ricky Martin.
Años 70 nació un ritmo, y creció. Y el mundo quedó fascinado con su estilo y moró.
Me atreví a defender este camino musical. Yo seguí la ruta de mi sentimiento,
que me ha llevado al punto de sentir lo mío.
Y defenderlo con tanta fuerza y con ganas.
No me confunda mi sonido con salsa, que eso no sirvió.
Y para tocarlo tienes que pedir licencia,
si no sabes.
¿Cómo te puedes meter?
¡Away! ¡Rompe, Samuel!
Tú no le cojas miedo al LP.
Lo tuyo es salsa, lo mío es son con cerrado.
Confundiendo el concepto de mi songo, tirándomelo pa' un lado.
Lo tuyo es salsa, lo mío es songo cerrado.
Songo, songo, se canta con conciencia y se toca bien afincado.
Lo tuyo es salsa, pero lo mío es songo cerrado.
Tú no te preocupes más, tiempo al tiempo, su fracaso va a llegar.
Lo tuyo es salsa,
con su prima
lo mío es songo cerrado.
Oye,
como
me preguntas qué me sucede, cómo me sientes que no te hablo, que estoy ausente. Que en mi mirada se ve si ardiente, que estoy vagando, que ando perdido, solo en mi mente. Si tú supieras, cariño, la verdad, son cosas que no he querido a ti contar, son las vivencias. Preguntas no tiene caso, el darle vueltas solo hace daño y estás llorando. No estoy distinto ni estoy distante, que hay momentos que es necesario hacer reflexiones. Si tú supieras, cariño, la verdad, son cosas que no he querido a ti contar. Son las vivencias que asaltan mi pensar, dejaron huellas. Son los recuerdos de ese amor que ya no está, o los errores que no quise aceptar. Y hoy los repaso, pues no quiero que tu amor cambie. errores que he cometido, que ando reflexionando. Si tú supieras,
now 4 p.m. Eastern in New York City. This is Marisol, and you're listening to Montuneando con Marisol, part of Con Sabor Latino, carrying on a long legacy in Latin music radio here at WBAI. And I am very happy to introduce our special guest for today for the next 2 hours, Mr. Tito Rodriguez Jr. Tito, thank you for being with us today.
Marisol, it's a pleasure to be on your show. I've wanted to do it a long time now, and finally I'm here.
You are here, and you come bearing gifts today. You're presenting your latest album, and we're going to get all into it. We're going to talk all about it today and play, hopefully, all of the album. I just want to congratulate you on this new release. You've gotten a lot of feedback on the internet, and in we'll talk about it now. Let's talk about how the album is doing physically and digitally, because that's really an anomaly for the way the world works now when it comes to music. So tell us a little bit about this record.
Sure, sure. Digitally, it's doing great. Physically, it's doing way better than I thought it was going to do. As fast as I'm sending them to CD Baby, who's the distributor for this, and Casa Latina, it's just selling out. It's really hard to keep up with it. I mean, that's a good thing, I guess. It's good that it, you know, it's selling well, but people are having to get on a list until CD Baby gets it and distributes it to Amazon and etc. But the response has been incredible. The like I said, the CDs are selling well, and the response from all over the world has been incredible on this record that I'm very, very proud of. That I collaborated with Pablo Chino Nunez on, who did the producing and the arranging. And what can I say? I mean, we had a goal to come out with something that was going to be for the dancers and listeners alike that they would enjoy. And I think we've done it.
Yes. We actually, before we came back to speak, we played Reflexión off of your last album, Eclipse. And the person who actually did the vocal on that is doing the vocal on most of this album.
Sammy Gonzalez Jr.
Yes.
He's been with me for 23 years.
Wow. And we're going to be listening to him and also some other vocalists on this album. Who else is singing on this?
Well, I had the honor and the pleasure of having Gilberto Santa Rosa do an incredible song, Volver, on the CD, and also an incredible singer from Miami and Colombia, Giovanni Gio Beta Betangur. He's an unbelievable singer, up and coming. He does a lot of background vocals for, you know, everyone in the industry. So he's not a newcomer as far as that goes, but as a lead vocalist, he's just incredible. He adds a new dimension to the CD. And what can I say? I've got three great, fantastic vocalists on this project.
Awesome. So why don't we listen to the first track off of the album, and then we can talk more about the personnel that you have on it and what it took to create this release. What's the first number we're going to listen to?
It's a composition by Sammy Gonzalez Jr., Bailando con la Más Fea.
All right, stay with us.
En un baile del mulato Don Julián, la fiesta empieza temprano, dura hasta el amanecer. Me avisaron bien temprano que hay jevas en cantidad, pero no me imaginaba lo que allí me iba a pasar. todo el baile, sentí ganas de bailar. La fea se me acercaba, buscando cómo atacar. No me queda otro remedio, pues la tuve que sacar. Como bailaba tantito, con ella me de quedar bailando.
Solo quiero bailar con ella, aunque sea fea.
Oye, Tito, a esa nena, ja, no me la quita nadie.
Bailando con la más fea. Tito Rodríguez Jr. is here in the studio with us, Montuneando con Marisol. Tito, talk to us about that last tune, please.
Well, like I said, it's a composition by Sammy Gonzalez Jr. And, you know, it's basically about a guy who goes to a party and, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Yes.
And so he saw some women there that he didn't think were very attractive or were attractive. But the one that was only available to dance was the one that he considered less attractive. But she ends up being the best dancer in the party. And so he doesn't want to let anybody dance with her. So it's kind of like a funny story. And I am considering doing a video.
Okay.
With this song. I think it'll be a funny video.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the personnel on this album.
The personnel. Okay, we've got, let's go. We'll start with piano. We have three piano players on this. Pablo Chino Nunez played on that cut by Lando con la Más Fea. We have Andy Guzmán and Samuel Galí with the three piano players. On bass, we had two. We had Kevin Pagan and Sergio Munera. Trumpets were done by Lewis Dowdswell in London, England, 23 years old. Yeah, he's incredible. I'll tell you a story about that. All the saxes, alto and baritone, were done by Ismael Vergara in Miami. And all the trombones were done by Alex Zapata in Miami. On congas, we have Diego Camacho, who's also the timbalero for Grupo Niche. Wow. And he was on board for this. And on coro, we have Willie Ruiz, the great Willie, Edwin Lebron, and Giovanni Betancourt. And on the vocals, we have Sammy, of course, Sammy Gonzalez Jr. I have guest artist Huberto Santa Rosa and Giovanni Betancourt on vocals.
And how did you pull together this group of musicians for this recording?
Chino handpicked all of them except the trumpet player. I was telling you off air that I'm a YouTube junkie. I'm constantly on YouTube searching, you know, listening to music, looking for prodigies. And I found Lewis. He did a video. It's called The Game of Thrones. Very big production, but it was, you know, recorded. You could see the flute player was playing in his kitchen, and some guys were playing in the studio, and he just, you know, I was just amazed at his ability as a player and his range. And when I finally got together with Chino, and he was explaining to me how we were going to do this album, I said, well, listen, you know, you need to check this video out. And we were at his studio at his house, and he says, wow, he goes, this is amazing. Can we get him? And I said, well, I don't even know this person. I said, I can reach out to him on Facebook Messenger. Wow. And see if I get a hit from him, hit back. And oddly enough, in 20 minutes after I sent the message to him, explaining to him who I was and what I wanted to do, if he would be interested, and he agreed.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, totally, and probably completely different from every other recording you've ever done.
Oh yeah, I mean, when Chino signed on to do this, and by the way, you know, nobody wanted to do. I couldn't even buy to get recorded. it's just the funny thing, and he was like, "Let's do this. This is amazing. This is going to be historic." And I happened to go down to West Palm Beach. My daughter lives there, and I was on vacation. And I said, this would be a good opportunity for us to meet so I could see what studio we're going to use. And like, there's this long pause on, you know, and he goes, yeah, we can meet. He said, but I don't really know what you mean by studio. And I'm like thinking, oh, no.
Right.
You know, and he says, no. He says, man, I do everything out of my studio at home. And so I said, okay, let's check it out. And I went over there and I saw his setup. It was very, you know, impressive. And he explained this whole file system, how they'll send computer samples out, and then the guys lay the parts down, and then they send the files back, and they're imported and all that stuff. And so my whole thing was, you know, I just want to hear what quality you're getting. I want to hear something as close to the instrumentation that I want to record. And so he whipped out hundreds of files that he has on the computer as examples, and I heard like a couple of them, and I was sold.
Wow.
Yeah, and I said, let's do it. And so, and that was, we were only going to do two singles at the time. That's all I was going to do. And then, you know, I just started investigating the industry and everything, and to tell you the truth, singles are great. It gets you out there, but you really don't exist unless you have a CD.
That's an interesting statement, because I've heard over the last years that you needed to do the singles in order to do that. But, you know, there has to be something missing. I mean, you come out with the singles and then it's like, well, what's next? You know, are you going to turn the singles into a full production or stop there?
A single, I mean, it's good to get, you know, it gives an example of what you can do, but I guess they want to hear more if they're going to book you.
Yeah.
But I was told that by several people, that unless you have a CD, you really don't exist.
Wow.
So I said, well, I guess we're doing a CD.
So the title of the CD is really, it's you have like 10 different stories that you can tell me today that totally support why you named the album Transición, because you had to do a total transition from what you were used to and producing.
Yeah, but really, we picked the title for the CD. It's a transition for a lot of reasons, not only in my personal life, you know, in politics and everything. Right. But the main reason is that I've been in the broadcast business for over 30 years, and now it's my time to do music full time, and this is my transición into a new career, and that's basically why we picked the title of the album.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because this is the first time you're on there with me. I know you've done radio shows over the years, but tell us a little bit about your background musically.
My background, I took many, many private lessons. I studied at Berklee College of Music for 2 years, and then I finished up my education at the University of Miami. Berklee was really great. At the time, you know, Berklee now is very diversified, but when I was there, it was very into jazz. And one of the reasons why I left Berklee was because as a drummer, the amount of playing time that you had there was very difficult. I didn't feel like I was getting enough time to play. So I went to the program at University of Miami. It's an excellent jazz program. A lot of players have come out of there from Gloria Estefan's bands and on and on and on. And also I like the warm weather. That had a lot to do with it.
Okay.
And so, you know, I have a degree in music, and that was something that my father insisted on. There was no free rides. He taught me how to play percussion, but as far as in my teens playing with him, he wouldn't allow it until I had to make the commitment to go to school. And I thank him for that now. And so with, you know, hanging around him as a kid and being around this music, you know, you kind of like gets contagious after a while. And I got to see a lot growing up with him, going to rehearsals when he did his television show. I didn't really see that many performances live. When we lived in Puerto Rico, I did. But not, you know, he traveled. He was always away. So I didn't get to see him that much traveling. But he used to sit down. We used to talk a lot about, you know, I don't care what you do as long as you do it right and you give 100% effort. And that you get educated, because my father was, you know, he taught himself how to read and write in both languages. He was an orphan, and I think he only went up as far as the sixth grade. So it's pretty amazing what he accomplished in his life.
Absolutely.
And so he was very big into education, and he was just a very sad, and my mother was very into the business end of it, and I just learned a lot from them. They really mentored me in many different ways on how you should do things business-wise. And what can I say? I mean, I hope it rubbed off.
Well, you're here today. And I have to congratulate you, because it's been 43 years. And I don't want to date you, but it's been 43 years since your first release,
yeah.
You know?
It's, well, right. I was 20 years old when I did Curious, and then I disappeared for a while, and came back and did Eclipse. I think it was like 20 years later, and then now it's been 23 years since I've done this, but I promise I'm going to be doing something every year now.
Awesome. So we won't have to wait another 20.
Well, I can't.
You're like a comet or something. You don't have to wait every 20 years.
At least they come up with some mechanical heart pump that's going to last until... I can't afford to be waiting 20 years before recording.
Okay, so, well, what I want to say about your dad is that I think that he has a part in how I ended up here on radio. I really wanted to say that to you.
Oh.
And we've seen each other recently a few times, and I didn't get a chance to, but I was thinking about that today, getting ready for the show, that, you know, I'm a big fan of your father's music. It's music that I grew up with. And
Thank
I know
you.
Many of the listeners that are tuned in now all over the world can attest to that, you know, Tito Rodriguez is a part of our music upbringing, right? Musical upbringing. And I really do feel that on a spiritual level, that he had a role in me being, you know, on the air. So
that's,
you know,
really kind of you say that, really.
It's the truth. Totally
that's awesome.
So I'm super excited that you're here. And on that note, let's play this next tune, which coincidentally, tell us about track number two.
It's El Vive Bien. My father originally recorded that in 1969 in Puerto Rico. Roberto Rojana is the bongocero on that recording that he did. And I typically, as a good luck thing and a tribute to Dad, I try to do one number that he, you know, recorded. It's a good luck thing, and obviously I think it's working on this one. He's bringing me a lot of good luck, and it's El Vive Bien.
Enjoy.
Muy felices viviremos en nuestro cuarto bendito, de un solo pan comeremos. Y con lo que tú trabajes, yo podré comprarme un traje y los domingos saldremos.
Oye, mulata, yo no quiero trabajar.
este viernes me da tu dinero, porque un traje me voy a comprar. Pero que vive bien, pero sin trabajar. Muy felices viviremos, pero yo sin trabajar.
La 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 la.
te fuiste, que te falta el amor en tu vida, no lo puedes negar.
All right, you are tuned in to Montuneando con Marisol. The time now in New York City is 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and we are being treated to the music of Tito Rodriguez Jr. His latest album, Transición, is available at CD Baby, Amazon, and at your local record store. And if you're here in New York, you can pick a copy up at
Casa Latina.
Do they still have?
Oh, yeah. I just dropped more CDs off last week. Yeah. There.
Hello to Vicente and Cristina over at Casa Latina in El Barrio. I also want to say hi to Vicky Sola, who's tuned in. She says hello, Tito.
Vicky!
Yeah. So let's talk about what we just heard. We heard El Vive Bien, and then we had another track,
Andate Nena, written by Tanya Sanz, a composer in Miami. Incredible composer, actually. And she also did No Vale La Pena on this album. And we had an incredible trumpet solo by Lewis Downswell from London on it. And I found him on YouTube.
I'm bet he's glad he's in. Was this the first time that he had recorded Latin genre, Latin music?
Actually, he's worked with a lot of Cuban bands in London, but it's the first time that he's done it this style. They play a little bit differently, their phrasing and the horns, and we only had to correct him once. It wasn't, you know, he laid down a horn line that wasn't what we wanted, and we told him, listen, just, you know, play what is written, and he did, and from that point on, honestly, everything that we sent him, he did not have to redo. He's his own engineer there.
Wow.
And so he did all the trumpet parts, he engineered it, did any minor editing that he needed to do, if any, and everything he sent back to us was perfect.
So this was, did this involve a lot of video conferencing and phone conversations since he's in the UK?
Okay, I had one Skype session with him, and everything else was done on Facebook Messenger.
Wow.
Yeah. I had many conversations and many emails flying back and forth between Chino and myself, and conference calls with Sammy Gonzalez, Chino, and myself. You know, basically discussing what quarter we wanted to do, how we wanted it to sound, and that's basically it. Everything, like I said, was done through files imported into Pro Tools from different locations, and I did one session. All my timbales were done in West Palm Beach at Chino's studios at Jamor, and Sammy went down the first two times to do No Vale La Pena and Andate Nena. And then everything else was done in New York. He couldn't make it down there. It was easier just to do it here in New York. So we did it at Willie Ruiz's studio.
Yay, Willie.
Grand Slam Productions, yeah. And Willie was incredible, boy. I'm telling you, he's a master at laying the coros down. Originally I budgeted to have two background singers, and they got into the project so much that they just went ahead and added a third voice for me. Because they just felt that it really needed, you know, that oomph.
Yeah.
And so I'm very grateful for the work that they did on this.
Let's do a review of your recording. So Curious, when you did the recording, the entire band was in the room, yes?
Correct.
What about Eclipse? Was it done in sections, or was it the entire band in the studio?
It was done, the rhythm section was done all at once, and the horns were done all at once, except for the solos.
Okay.
So, yeah, it started then where you would do it in sections.
And not everyone had to be present. So, you know, some people are of the opinion that if the whole band's not in the room, the feeling is not there, it's different. What do you have to say about that? Is there a difference?
You know, I guess there could be a difference in the dynamic of it. I don't know, you know. I guess there's definitely a different intensity, you know, when you're playing live. But you kind of need people to get that intensity from.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what the difference, if there is a major difference.
Because then the finished product is what it is. So can you say, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So like I said, this is the first time I've ever recorded this way. And boy, I'll do it again.
Yeah.
It
was, I mean, you're smiling the whole time you're talking about it.
Yeah,
so
because
you.
It's just amazing. I mean, you know, trumpets from London sent in a file, you know, Roberto in Puerto Rico a file. And it's just, you know, it's what a modern age we're in.
Right.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And you've adjusted.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally into it now. Yeah. And look, and to tell you the truth, the cost of recording, it was like $40,000 to do Eclipse back in the 90s. That's a lot of money to do a recording. And, you know, it's considerably less now.
Awesome. Now, Anda Tanena, which was the tune that we just heard, it was one of two songs off the album that you released as singles.
Correct.
Why did you do it, and did you get the result that you wanted by releasing those two ahead of time?
Yes, I did. I just liked the tunes. I don't know what it was about the lyric. I mean, I'm very careful about what I pick. I struggled with El Vive Bien. We just spoke about this off air. About the message of it, you know, it's basically about a couple, and the guy doesn't work. I mean, his wife is supporting him. Now, she's okay with it, but I was kind of struggling with that message, and I didn't want to offend anyone, and I passed it by a lot of women to find out what they thought about this, you know, idea, because it was recorded in the 60s. It was a different time back then, and they said, nah, it's fine. There's nothing, you know, anybody's going to be offended by. And because I originally didn't want to do that, I was going to pick another tune, but Sammy insisted on doing it. And tell you the truth, Chino wasn't very high on it originally, and he struggled with it. He did an incredible arrangement on that, and he got stumped a couple of times with it, but he managed to get rid of the writer's arranger's block, as we call it. Mm-hmm. And moved on and did an unbelievable job with it. But I was really drawn to the lyrics that Tanya wrote on those first two singles. And I was so happy with the way they came out that, you know, Chino said, listen, you sure you don't want to do a CD? And I'm saying, you know what? Let's do it. Why not? Everybody else is recording. Why shouldn't I?
Right. And you mentioned earlier in the broadcast that you are planning to record more often.
Yes.
And you told me off air one of the projects that's coming up. Would you like to share what's the
Yes, I'm going to record a single. My daughter, we're going to do a single. She's an incredible singer. She did she did a Broadway, not on Broadway. I'm stumping. It's The Witch.
Oh, was it? Oh, gosh.
Oh, yes, yeah. You know which one I'm talking about.
Something having to do with the Oz, right?
Yeah, she was like the lead vocalist on it. She did an incredible job, and she took many, many vocal lessons. And I said, you know what? Let's do it. So, and we need more female singers in this genre.
Absolutely, we do.
Right?
Yes.
There's a shortage.
There is a shortage.
Yeah, so we're going to go for it.
Awesome. So we're going to go back to the music. Talk to us about this song and how it came about and how you got him to do it. I know that you guys, I mean, from my perspective, I know that you guys have known each other a very long time. So
yeah.
Tell us.
Okay, but before that, it's okay. Wicked. Wicked.
Very good. I was going to get it to you, I promise. I was thinking, I was like, let me file it over here.
Well, I just took my omega-3 pill. And
okay,
then, yeah,
it's
yeah.
kicking in.
Right. Awesome. Okay, yeah, fish oil. All right, so Wicked. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I wanted a song that was basically it describing my return back onto the scene with the orchestra, you know, after being absent for so many years. And Chino recommended a songwriter by the name of Johnny Vega that lives in Rochester, New York. And he said, I think he can really help us. Well, anyway, long story short, I contacted Johnny. I told him what I wanted. He came up with the song. I loved it. We sent it to Chino. And as Chino's arranging it, he called me and he said, you know, he says, I'm really into this tune. But man, he goes, this really sounds like something that, you know, Humberto Santa Rosa should be on. He said, do you think you could call him to see if he would be interested? And I said, well, look, you know, he's a very good friend of mine. I said, of course I'll call him. No guarantee. So I called him and we joked around. We always joke with each other on the phone. And I just said, listen, you know, because he heard the first two singles that I did and he did a little video for me, you know, endorsing it.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I said, listen, I have this song. I would like you to do it. Can I send you the pista? And you could let me know if you would be interested. And he said, yeah, you know, he said, send it to me. And I told him, I said, listen, the vocalist is Chino. I said, so, and he sings really out of tune. So, like, don't be discouraged by that. And he was laughing and everything. He says, no, don't worry about it. He said, send it to me and I'll get back to you in 5 days. You know, a couple of days, whatever. Anyway, 5 days passed and I heard nothing from him. And I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it. And Chino's calling me up and we can't sleep at night and we're all nervous. So finally, I said, "You know what? I'm gonna just call him. He's gonna tell me yes or no." And I called him up, and he said to me, "When do you want to do this?" And I go, "I said, like right away." I said, "And you can do it in Puerto Rico. You don't even have to. You know, I want to make this easy. You do it there." And he goes, "Okay." He goes, "Echa pa'lante."
Awesome.
Yeah, and. He knocked it out in a day, and it was a week before the hurricane hit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's horrible. But I'm so glad that, you know, everything just kind of fell into place for this production because probably he wouldn't have been able to make my deadline anyway, you know, with the horrible thing that happened in Puerto Rico. And so it all worked out.
All right, so let's check it out, this next track. And the new album, Transición, is Volver, and the vocal, Gilberto Santa Rosa. Stay with us.
Nuevamente ante toda mi gente, para mí es un bailar mi ritmo fantástico para gozar. ¡Camínalo otra vez!
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Montuneando con Marisol, part of Con Sabor Latino, here on WBAI 99.5 FM. This is Marisol, and I have Mr. Tito Rodriguez Jr. in the studio with me, and he has been so gracious. I'm going to be speaking for the next few minutes to talk to you about some events that are happening in, around the city, and also to say hello to a few of our listeners and our fellow broadcasters in radio. On Thursday, January 18th, at the David Rubenstein Atrium at Lincoln Center, Vaya 63 presents Jose Fajardo Jr. y sus Estrellas. That's going to be next Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. This is a free event that's brought to you by Lincoln Center. For more information, you can visit lincolncenter.org. And I will be the DJ on patrol that evening, so I hope to see you all. That's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m. It is a free event, but please arrive early, because it does fill up in there. I've done the event before and I've attended it. It's been always a great time at Vaya 63. So please join us next Thursday, Fajardo Jr. y su Estrella. I wanted to announce this wonderful event that's coming up. We were just speaking about Puerto Rico a few moments ago, and I'd be remiss if I did not mention that over 100+ days later, over half of the island is still without power and water. And we have all of our brothers and sisters in our hearts and minds and our families that are out there. On Sunday, January 21st, there will be an event happening here in New York City. It's called In Concert for Puerto Rico on the Upper West Side. And I'd like to say hello to Mr. Mike Glick, who has put this together. It's going to be a matinee show between 2 and 5 p.m. So that's next Sunday, the 21st. And it will be located at Hosteling International. The address for that is 891 Amsterdam Avenue at 103rd Street in Manhattan. There is a special guest MC, Sol Miranda, who is an actress and also a longtime faculty member at Hostos Community College. Live performances include Bomba Yo, The Peace Poets, The Real Stormin' Norman, The Brooklyn Women's Chorus, Bev Grant, Frank Negron, Vincent Cross, Judy Cass, and Mike Glick. There is a donation in advance. It's a little more at the door, but still complete proceeds will benefit Casa Pueblo in Puerto Rico. It's an organization, a grassroots organization that has existed on the island, and they are doing great work for Puerto Rico. You can learn more about Casa Pueblo by visiting their website at casapueblo.org. You can show up to the event. The address again is Hosteling International at 891 Amsterdam at 103rd Street, or you can get online and search Concert for Puerto Rico on Facebook. I also wanted to remind you all that on Sunday, January 28th, is the 60th Grammy Awards. They will be broadcast live on CBS from Madison Square Garden. And I want to say hello to Ibong and Paul and all of the people who form part of Latinas Hat Society. They had their last event for New Year's. They had their gala, and I want to say a special hello to Yvonne, Edie's, Kathy, and all of the ladies and gents of Latinas Hat Society. They do wonderful work in the community, and you can learn more about these wonderful people at latinashatsociety.com. They're also on Facebook. I want to say hello to Edmond Santana and Louis Lafitte over at WKCR 89.9 FM here in New York. Their show, 20 Plus Years Caribe Latino, airs Monday nights from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m., that's 89.9 FM in New York. They have their live stream at WKCR.org, or you can listen in via the TuneIn app. And I want to say, send a special hello and hug to Edmang and his father, who is facing some health complications right now. So we're keeping you and your family in prayer, Edmang. WICB, that's Vic Rosa at Ritmo Latino Radio Show. He's up in Ithaca. And his show is on the air every Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. The live stream is at WICB.org. That's WICB 91.7 in Ithaca with Vic Rosa. So we will be doing a ticket giveaway in the third hour. It's going to be for Luis Perico Ortiz's 55th anniversary celebration, which is happening at Lehman Center in the Bronx. And it's called Hasta Siempre. We had the pleasure of speaking to a maestro yesterday at WFDU, and he let us know that he will have 3 hours of a musical journey through his legacy, through his discography, and special guests include Roberto Lugo, Domingo Quiñones, and Johnny Kenton. And also another person that will be there is actually with me right now. Tito, you'll be performing.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a number with Perico that we did a few years back. It's a tribute to Tito Puente, Machito, and Tito Rodriguez. So I'm looking forward to that.
This is Saturday, January 20th. That's next Saturday, right? Yeah, we're already halfway through the month. Saturday, January 20th at 8 p.m. at Lehman Center. I will be giving out several pairs. So it's almost 5 o'clock. So you can email me at Marisol, M-A-R-Y-S-O-L, at WBAI.org. And you and a guest could win a pair of tickets to see Perico Ortiz and his 55th anniversary at Lehman Center in the Bronx. So, while you all email me, that's Marisol at WBAI.org. Tito, let's talk about this last tune that we played.
And Duncan Llano, right?
Yes.
Another composition by Sammy Gonzalez Jr. And it's got the double entendre, you know, con Duncan Llano. He's like big into that, writing songs that have double meaning. And, you know, my father was into that, too. He recorded several tunes that way, with the double meaning, and it's kind of cute and funny. And that song is really become a hit. The Con el Tanque Lleno, I guess all the guys are identifying with it.
Yeah.
Got the convertible with the full tank.
It's the anthem, yeah.
Yeah.
Salcedo's anthem.
Yeah, it's all fun.
And we're going to play, the next tune is No Vale La Pena. Tell us a little bit about that one.
No Vale La Pena is written by Tani Sanz, and basically like the message of that tune is it's somebody who's in a relationship that's struggling, and it isn't worth it anymore. That's the message with that. And that song is done very, very well. When I released the two singles prior to the album, that became a very big hit in Lima and other places, so people really identified with the message of that song.
Have you been to Lima yet?
No, I haven't. We're working on that. Okay. That's going to happen. Yeah, I'm looking forward. I've heard so many wonderful things about it. And so that's going to be in the plans for sure.
Okay, awesome. So we're going to listen to this next track, No Vale La Pena. Stay with us. We still have 1 hour to go here on Montuneando con Marisol, with our special guest today, Mr. Tito Rodriguez Jr., presenting his new release, Transición. Stay with us.
Oye, esto no vale la pena, ¿ok?
Solos en silencio, se siente el abismo entre tú y yo nos caemos. Cada quien con su versión de ya veremos hasta dónde aguantamos, sufrimos, si es que nos queremos. Si alguien
Venga. será. Quiero tenerte bien cerca de mí para ser feliz. Pero no sé, yo no sé qué será, que me inconvierte y me alejo de ti. Tengo una cosita que me sube, que me baja y que me dice, ja, ja. ¿Qué será? Yo no sé, ¿qué será? Ja, oh, vaya.
chévere.
Mi mulata sí que es chévere.
No le importa que el mundo critique, lo que quiere es solo vacilar.
Chévere, chévere,
chévere.
Mi mulata sí que es chévere.
Mi mulata sí que es chévere. Solo quiere bailar cha cha cha. Quiero que diga que di la rumba y no lo invité.
Time is now 5:28 p.m. Eastern here in New York City. This is Marisol. I'm here with Tito Rodriguez Jr. And we just played a long set of music that Tito has recorded over the years. We played some material off of his your second album,
Eclipse.
And we played Diego Sonero and Toby's Mambo, which I wanted to play, and Tito allowed me to. And then I also played, I was like, please, please, you don't mind that I play it? Tell us about those two tracks, and then I'll go through the rest of the list.
Diego Sonero, yeah, my dad recorded it. That now we're going back to, I always do something. I try to do a song that he did on an album. I think I did two.
You did.
Yeah, Soon Soon Bye Bye. Yeah, yes. A different arrangement, but yeah, I did two songs that he recorded. And Toby's Mom is just a tribute to my mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the Que Será with Jimmy Sabater. Those were two singles, right, that you had recorded?
Yeah, those were two singles that were never released. They were actually demo. That's when the recording industry, where you had to shop your product. If you weren't like a top artist, you had to come up with something to take to the record label to see if they would pick you up. And nobody picked me up with that.
Mm.
But I thought it came out pretty good. It was fun to do. Then shortly thereafter, the Mambo Kings movie came out, and the resurgence of the Mambo came. And that's how I got a contract with Top 10 Hits, which they purchased my dad's label, TR Records. But we were able to cut a deal for me to do Eclipse.
The last two songs I played were two live recordings you recorded on both of them. The first was Chévere and Avísale Mi Contrario. Tell us about that album.
That album it's the Big Three Palladium Orchestra that I was co-leader with Machito Jr. and Tito Puente Jr. at the time. It was recorded live at the Blue Note. We had an engagement there for four or five nights, and we decided to do an album, and we contacted John Fausti, and he brought in a mobile unit and parked it in front of the club, and we recorded the last four shows of that week, and then we picked the best four, you know, out of the four shows we picked the best songs. And we came out with the album, and the Big Three Palladium Orchestra, you know, when we put the orchestra together, and you know, nobody believed in it. You know, yeah, they said, this isn't going to last. You know, these guys aren't going to get along, or whatever.
Right.
Was making. So lo and behold, you know, it lasted 11 years, and we traveled all over the world. So everybody was wrong about that.
And this was in 2007?
Actually, no.
2010?
No, 2005 is when the album was done. We came out with the idea in 2003 or 2004, I believe it was.
Okay.
And we had quite the run. I mean, we played the highest jazz festivals all over the world as far as Istanbul, Turkey.
Wow.
Finland. Yeah, I mean, the... may he rest in peace. Brian Theobald was the agent from BPR at the time, and he was a big band enthusiast. He used to book the Dizzy Gillespie Band and Buddy Rich, and he, you know, when I had the meeting with them initially to have this, I wasn't a believer either because of the size of the band. I said, you know, how is this going to work? Traveling with all these, you know, what
how the big size was the band? Was
well,
it
the band was like short of 21 when it started, and then we scaled it back to like 16.
Okay.
But even at that, you know, traveling all over the world,
right.
16 guys, it's not an easy thing to do today. But he believed in it, and he had the contacts, and he really put us on the map with it. And it's funny. When we would do these performances, we would have an autograph signing session, and when we were in Rome, they asked me if I would, you know, sign autographs, and I'm thinking, sure, give me a marker, I'll sign. And I'm thinking I'm going to go sign the big three, and it was people were in line holding Eclipse, and I was like, it floored me. It's like,
right.
I can't believe this. This is amazing. You know, I didn't realize that Eclipse, I knew it did well in the United States, but I didn't really believe that it really branched out into Europe, and it's really big in Europe and Asia.
Well, I went to two of the nights of the big three at the Blue Note.
Did you?
I did. I have pictures from that.
Wow.
But I also bought a copy of the CD. This was pre like MP3.
Right.
And I played it so much that I had to buy a second copy. So
oh.
I actually have two copies.
Oh, this we owe you big time.
This will be trivia one day, okay?
Yeah.
But I do. I have two copies of the big three.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to do. And to work with John Fausti was, you know, doesn't get any better than that.
I mean,
yeah, he can really get that sound that you're looking for, especially with the percussion, with, you know, Latin mambo, that mambo sound, boy, he's the one.
Well, we are going to play more of Transición. We've played six tracks, and this next track, I have to say, is one of my favorite of the CD. Tell us a little bit about Para Ti Morena.
Well, it's a cha-cha, you know, it's my composition. This tune was originally arranged by Marty Scheller, right after we had released Curious. I had two cha-chas that I had him do, and I've held them for all these years. And when I was planning the CD with Chino, he said, you know, we kind of need to drop it down a little bit. Everything's so hard hitting. You know, what do you think of? Do you have anything? And I said, yeah. I said, I got this great cha-cha. It's Para Ti Morena that Marty Scheller arranged. I said, so why don't we do that? And then, but I said, you know, but I want you to add like ammonia to it, you know, something a little different to not, you know, not to make it better, but to make it, you know, a little bit more interesting. And he did it. And a lot of people are liking it. Cha-chas, a lot of people aren't recording them anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because they don't really know how to dance it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the reason is.
I think that from a DJ perspective, too, it's not played as much as it used to. And it really should be, because from a dancer's perspective, it's necessary physically.
Correct.
To have that break. But something that I love to play, I do like to incorporate it when I DJ and when I do the show. And I'm glad that you recorded it, because, you know, it's not, I don't want to say it's a dying art form. It's more like a,
yeah,
you know, we have to remind people that it's there. I think it's the same with charanga, which mm-hmm. shouldn't be the case, you know?
Yeah, it's, yeah, I had to go into the storage bin and I was in a panic because there was, I couldn't find the score. And I think I found all the parts except I was missing the trombone part, which Chino arranged for me and was able to, you know, slide it in there. So they're both getting credit for this one because Chino did do a lot of work as well.
Okay, so let's listen to Para Ti Morena. Back here on Montuniendo con Marisol, and in the background, el maestro Eddie Palmieri, he always accompanies me, And he was already playing actually when I came back on. And I also, what I thought about today, Tito, because I was looking through videos, was the video of Eddie when he went to your dad's show.
Yeah.
Love that.
I was there. That was a magical moment.
Beautiful, magical moment.
He came to the house. Yeah, I remember him coming out of the house. And, you know, they had a lot of history together. Actually, I was a kid when they toured in Miami Beach, when Eddie was with the band. And I remember that. Yeah. So there's a lot of history there, for sure. And then when he came to do the show, and they, you know, relived all those, the medley that they played, it was pretty incredible. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, we have played most of this new album, Transición, and we talked a little bit about what the album means to you. Talk a little bit about, if you can, share with us about the actual physical CD. And the cover, our listeners can't see what I'm seeing, but they will if they look up the production online or if they purchase the CD. But tell us a little bit about the album cover.
Yeah, the album cover is, if you look at the sticks, it has a fan effect. And basically, I wanted to have that fan effect to pay homage to Japanese heritage. I'm half Japanese, and Puerto Rican heritage or Hispanic heritage. They use fans to cool off in both those cultures, and so that's really what we were trying to capture with this album cover. Joyce Michelle did the photography and the web design on this album. Incredible graphic artist and photographer, and we just wanted something different, edgy, not your normal stand behind a pair of timbales.
Yes.
Which I'm sure Toca would have loved since I endorsed them. But I just wanted something different. Yeah.
And how can someone get their hands on?
Okay, you can get the CD when it's available. The problem that I'm having with this physical CD is as fast as I'm sending them in to CD, who's the distributor, CD Baby, who's the distributor who gets it to Amazon, the waiting list is so long that by the time they physically get it, it's gone, and I'm having to send more. So, and then, of course, you can get it at Casa Latina at 116th Street and Lexington Avenue. To be sent there, over there, has been great. And I am setting something up. I don't want to officially announce it yet, but you're going to be able to order it from me once I get that going, because the turnaround is just not quick enough. By the time I order product and ship it out to Portland, Oregon, it's, you know, taking about a week, and people are getting impatient, and I need to find a better way to handle this. I really didn't expect the high demand for physical CDs. I knew that I had a feeling that the downloads would do well, and they are. But man, I mean, the physical CDs, I'm just,
yeah,
it's really hard to keep up with.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you know, I'm half this age of CDs, and then I have had to learn and adjust to the digital age, and obviously you save more space with the digital, but what's missing since people are not putting out vinyl or even now physical CDs, because you get the whole presentation, you get the liner notes, you know who arranged and who the personnel is, and we hear right. your message, we hear about you and
right.
the acknowledgments. So it's a whole experience really having the physical CD, so I understand why.
It is. It's a six-panel, you know, CD, and it has a lot of information. And there's people on the CD that deserve to be recognized. There's no doubt. I mean, from Pablo Chino Nunez, who did the production, produced it, he arranged it, he also mixed it. You know, all the engineers. I had the four studios working on this, all the way to Wembley, England, to Puerto Rico, Brooklyn. I mean, these people need to be recognized, and these wonderful musicians, the talented musicians that performed on this, they need to be recognized. So I get the point about buying a physical CD.
Yeah.
There is another way of doing it. I believe it's called Grace Note, where they claim that they give the same information if you are to download a product. And I did register, but it doesn't seem to be coming up, so I don't really know what the story is with that. But anyway, we're on top of it. We're trying to refill.
It's a good problem to have, right?
Well, it isn't. It's good and bad, because you want people to have the product, but it's really out of my control right now. But I'm working on it to expedite a faster way of getting this product for the people.
And right now, for those of us who are in this area, you can get it at Casa Latina.
Yes, okay. Yes, and. Vicente's been great. You know, he's not a distributor, okay? And he's really done very, very well by me. He's taken certain orders and mailed them. I mean, of course, there's a handling charge, but he's really been very, very helpful, and I'm very grateful for that.
All right, so let's play this last tune. We're going to come back and speak a little bit more before we say goodbye for today, but talk about this next tune that we're going to play.
Okay, this next tune is it's cut number 8. It's Para Los Bailadores. It's an original composition by Pablo Chino Nunez, and it features a singer from Miami by the name of Giovanni. He goes by Giovanni Gio Betancourt. He is an incredible singer. I believe that he won a competition on one of these shows that imitates Mark Anthony.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's amazing. If you can go on YouTube and check it out, I mean, he sounds just like Mark. And we asked him, Chino recommended him, and he agreed to do it. He's from Cali, and I said, yeah, let's do it. Let's, because I want to go to Colombia, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very happy, and the song features a powerful solo by Luis Dowdswell, and I also have a timbales solo on it.
All right, so let's check it out. Para los bailadores.
Johnson.
Tito Rodriguez Jr., we have a few minutes left, sir. We'd like to talk about a few things before we go off the air.
Well, the time has flown by.
Yes, it has. We've had a great time today.
We really have. Thank you for having me on. I mean, you've been incredible supporting this project of mine and also my dad's music. And I just want to personally thank you.
Thank you.
For the support.
Thank you for letting me be a part of it.
No, thank you.
So, how can people book the Tito Rodriguez Jr.?
I'm with G&G Productions. They're my management, and they can contact Edwin Gonzalez at 832-640-7481. That's 832-640-7481. He handles all the bookings exclusively for my orchestra.
And any acknowledgments or thank yous you'd like to make? You've spoken a lot about the musicians that have worked with you and producers.
I want to thank the public. I really want to thank the public. Without the public, this none of this would be possible. The success of the CD, I can't even explain why people have stuck by me, because I mean I've disappeared. I record, I disappear for 20 years, record again, and disappear again for 20. I guess I must be doing something right, yes. but I just really want to thank them for supporting me. I'm promising I'm going to be doing this every year now. I'm not going to be disappearing. And also, I want to thank them for supporting Dad. I mean, it's amazing, his career. It's people just constantly telling me that whenever they listen to his albums, they never get tired of listening to them. They can listen to them the whole day, and they never get exhausted. They love what he did. And it makes me very proud to be a son.
Thank you so much, Tito, for being with us. We are going to play Volver again. We're going to play that track as we exit. And I welcome you to come back to the show.
Oh, anytime.
I think I'll be able to convince you in 2018, even though you'll be busy with this new album, traveling with it. And I'll see you in May. I know you're going to be appearing here in the city, and I'll talk about that on the show.
Yes.
So thank you.
Thank you. And we did talk about something that we're going to cook up here.
Yes, we did. Stay tuned, everyone. Okay, you are listening to Montuneando con Marisol, and we have had the pleasure of having Tito Rodriguez Jr. present his latest album, Transición, and it's available on CD Baby, Amazon, and at your local record store here in New York City at Casa Latina. So let's listen to this last track. Have a great Sunday.
Nueva